Thumb Cellular, we can hook you right up. Best phones and service in the Thumb. After we're done with you, you'll be golden. Are you a multitasker, huh? Yeah? Listen, Thumb Cellular, they have all the latest technology for you. Any app you can think of. These smartphones have emailing, texting, tweeting, stock quotes, Facebook. Listen, we've got apps coming out to Yin Yang. Oh, wait. Are you with the other guys? Hey, are you with the other guys? Get out of here. You gotta make the switch. Because with Thumb Cellular, enjoy luxury. Unlimited emailing, unlimited texting, and unlimited web surfing. It's like having the whole wide world at your fingertips. Hey, go tell your friends, all right? Listen, you wouldn't happen to be interested in any watches. Didn't think so.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Call the WLEW Sports Action in more ways than just the radios. Stream online at WLEWSports.com. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or get live game feeds from Twitter. Just follow at WLEW Sports. We are covering the Bad Axe Hatchets traveling to the Cass City Redhawks tonight. We're only 2 minutes away from tip-off. The Cass City Redhawks are 4-1 overall and have not played a single league game, having played three GTC East teams and one non-conference thus far. Last time these two teams met was March 4th, 2013, the first round of districts where they beat Bad Axe 46-43 in a very close game. This season, three of the four victories for Cassidy have come at home. Overall, the Red Hawk offense scores 40.6 points per game and allows 42.8, so plus 2.2 in favor of Cassidy. At home, the margin stretches a bit further. Cassidy scores almost exactly the same at home, but their defense gives up five fewer points, 41-37, so positive 4 for Cassidy in Cassidy. Now with John Mooney, we take a look inside the Red Hawk huddle.
For Coach Aaron Fernald, 4-1 Cassidy Red Hawks. Gone are the inside-outside tandem of Cody Orban and Cole Israelson. We have seen them for years, it seems. But, you know, returning are a bevy of talented seniors that are led by Jacob Perry, Curtis Dickinson, Colin Hartwood, just to mention a few. And also look for contributions by a couple of really super sophomores, Sawyer Cottrell and also Mason Erla, along with senior Tristan Koontz on the inside. I think they're going to provide Cassidy with a lot of balance. I'll tell you one thing, though, that Cassidy will not want to do. They want to get out fast on Bad Axe Hatchet. They do not want to see this as a close game, because if you have to follow Bad Axe at the end, believe me, they're dead-eye on the stripe.
And Ryan Brown, what does Cassidy have to do to improve to 5-1?
Well, offensively, as you can see, they don't put up a whole lot of points. However, they don't give up a lot of points either. I'd like to see Cassidy improve offensively, be more assertive on the offensive end, and keep doing what they do on defense.
Now we pause for the national anthem. Thank you.
Cassidy Pep Band with your national anthem. Cassidy has seen two cross-divisional games canceled this year so far. They haven't scored more than 50 points in a contest yet through five games, but lucky for them, neither has their opponent, with the exception of Harbor Beach. And Cassidy's four victories, they have limited their foes to 41 points or less. Impressive, to say the least. Cassidy's on a one-game winning streak. Their last loss, Harbor Beach, 23 days ago, on the road, 33-62. If Cassidy wins tonight, they would improve to 5-1 and top the GTC West standings at 1-0. After tonight, the Red Hawks have two cross-divisional games with Marlette and Brown City, and then 11 straight Greater Thumb West games to finish the regular season, pending the two makeup games in Hubley and Memphis. At this time, it's now for the time for the Cup Ramsey Farm Bureau Insurance claim of the game. John Moody, what is your prediction for tonight's game?
Well, I think this is going to be close because of the, being off for a little while. But I think Cassidy is going to geek it out at the end. 48-46.
48-46, Cassidy for John Moody. Ryan Brown, what are your thoughts?
I'm taking Cassidy in this game. Old man winners should be better than their favorites. They haven't played all the time. I think they'll come out and give a good, strong performance through three quarters, and then Cassidy eventually pull away. I'm taking on 45-30.
45-30. And I am saying Cassidy is going to score a few more points tonight. They're actually going to break 50. 53-41, Cassidy over Vanax by 12. Your starters for both teams, Cassidy is starting a few sophomores. Number 2, a 5'9 sophomore, Sawyer Cuthrell. Number 12, 5'11 senior, Jacob Perry. Number 22, 6'1 senior, Curtis Dickinson. 23, 6'4 sophomore, Mason Erla. And number 30, a 6'3 senior, Tristan Kutz. For Bad Axe, number 2, Bailey Hines, a senior. Number 12, Tommy Morneau, a sophomore. 15, Derek Geiger. 21, Tyler Labor. And 23, Devin Jurgis. Cassidy in the all-white uniforms with maroon shading and numbers, and they win the tip. Here comes number 30, Tristan Kutz, as your point guard. And guarding him at the top is Bailey Hines over to the left wing to number 2, Cuthrell. Back to the top, this time to Jacob Perry. Back over to Dickinson, now to the right wing, to Erla. Going around the perimeter, no one, absolutely no one, is in the paint or even close to it. Now they bring down the offense. 7.5 to play, no score yet. Over to the right wing to Jacob Perry. He goes into the lane, and we have a whistle. And it appears to be a foul on Badax.
Badax was starting out in a man-to-man, but it almost looked like a matchup zone the way they were running it.
Fouls on Badax's Tyler Labor, his first, team's first. Cassidy will get it underneath their own hoop. And they inbound it to number 23, Mason Erla. He gets it, goes up. He is fouled. The shot is good, and he is going to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. So he goes to the line shooting one. That's a foul on Tyler Labor again. Two quick fouls for Labor. And more than likely, he is going to be coming out as number 11, Jared Brown, checks in for him. So a quick loss for Bannex there. One of their better players, Tyler Labor, sitting on the bench with two fouls as Mason Erla trying to complete a three-point play. Erla, number 23, 6'4", sophomore. Nice touch. This one goes through. 3-0, Cassidy leads Bannex. Full court pressure coming from Cassidy. And they get it across with not too much trouble. Down with the key over to the right wing. Number 12, Tommy Morneau, has your point guard.
It looks like Bannex wants to slow it down a little bit, work the ball, and work some clock.
And Cassidy with the steal. Jacob Perry steals it away from Morneau. Passes it down to Curtis.